Hello, Kept Faith listeners. Hi, how are you? My name is Dallas McLaughlin. I am the co-host of the Kept Faith podcast since 1987, and also the host of Padres Canon, which will be coming back. Season 2 is coming back, because, you know, why not? Baseball isn't, so why not talk about baseball that happened before? As you've heard on the podcast, if you've been listening, I am putting out a brand new album, February 4th. It will be available on all streaming platforms, available on Bandcamp. You can go to my website, dallassmclaughlin.com. That's dallassmclaughlin.com, M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N. That's where you can get all the links to everything, merch, all that good stuff. And on today, we thought it'd be fun to put a little preview out to everybody. It's a little different. This kind of album hasn't really been put out before, and that's not, I'm not some visionary. Maybe it's a huge mistake, and that's why it's never been put out before. But it's not a stand-up album. It's a storytelling album. I have been telling stories for years and years with a wonderful group here in San Diego called So Say We All. We tell stories every month at the Whistle Stop Bar, and I've been doing it for about a decade. So I thought, why not put these stories that I did and I'm very, very proud of out into the world for people to listen to? So that is the album. It's called Rough Drafts, Stories to Drink To. There'll be two other albums coming out within the next year. Very excited about all three of these albums. I'm going to start touring these albums. It's going to be a very, very cool experience, but it's just a little different. It's story, funny, humorous, sad, depressing, but at the same time uplifting. I talk about Junior Seau in one of the stories, doorbell ditching, going to Viejas and losing money, all my money going to Mexico and being afraid of being arrested. There's a lot here, but we're going to give you a little preview, just a few minutes of one of the stories on the album that is available on all streaming platforms and Bandcamp February 4th. The story is called I Always Wanted to Be a Grandpa, and I'm going to play you the first few minutes of that story. I really appreciate you guys going out and getting the album. Please, if you have the time, if you have the extra few bucks, if you're on, you know, Apple Music or Spotify, you probably already have it anyways, and I'll get half of a cent from all of the people who go out and just get it that way. But if you have a couple extra bucks, go to Bandcamp, get it that way. Whatever. This is already way too long-winded. But it's an album of stories, storytelling, rough drafts. Stories to Drink To, December, Jesus Christ, February 4th, available on all streaming platforms. Here's a little snippet. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you get the album. Go Padres.
For as long as I can remember, I always wanted to be a grandpa. That was the one only sure thing I knew I wanted. I had other goals, career aspirations, and the like, but the end goal, the final level to complete, the final boss to beat, would be ending up an old man with a few grandkids who I could make fart noises at and give them quarters if those still existed by the time I got there. I never put it together until last year, 2017. All my seamlessly unrelated ambitions centered around earning my members only jacket and unironically using the phrase, beautiful day for a walk. The reason for this was that because I did in fact grow up with the world's greatest grandpa. His annual coffee mug told no lies. And of course, everyone's grandpa was the best grandpa. I get it, unless your grandpa was like Stalin or something. And even then, I bet Stalin was a great grandpa and did great at the disappearing thumb trick. But that's the best part about being a grandpa. Even if you caused mass genocide, there's still a few young kids who don't know about anything except that your mustache curls are the best thing in the world. Grandpas have to work to do wrong and rarely get blamed for anything. It's the most esteemed position a man can be in during his remaining time on this big ball of wax. What happened last year that awakened me came about a week after Thanksgiving when I got a phone call from my cousin Chelsea. I knew that something was wrong because she was calling me, and in this day and age, if someone you know calls you, then you pretty much always have to assume someone has died. In this particular case, someone had. My grandpa. What if he was Stalin? You don't know. It could have been. My cousin Chelsea had gone to his house to drop off some groceries and found him lying on the floor of his room and he had no pulse. She was shaken and didn't know what to do, so she called me. I was at my daughter's dance class and I didn't know what to do, but I could feel my throat drop to the floor. I told her to call my mom until she answered, then call the police, and I was on my way. I grabbed my daughter mid-time step and started flying down the freeway. My grandpa dying was never an option to me. I didn't think he was capable of it. At this point, I just thought he and the Grim Reaper were drinking buddies who watched the news together and talked for hours about the great steaks they had eaten over the years. Walking into his house and not being greeted by an old man with a giant smile, which he always used his entire face to create, was a vision I could not process. But for the first time in my life, it was going to happen. By the time I arrived, my mom was already there and in tears. She was his only daughter by blood and had been helping take care of him the last few years with the normal day-to-day tasks that become a little more difficult with age, like bathing or finding the remote or finding the bathtub or finding. My cousin Chelsea and her brother were both there. Of course, I was there trying to act like I had something to contribute, and a few other neighbors stopped by to check in when they saw the ambulance in the driveway. We just walked around the house crying, hugging, and trying to make little jokes here and there to lighten the mood while we waited for the coroners to come and move him. Although none of us thought this day would come, it wasn't a surprise. He was 94 years old. And as my grandpa used to say, anything past 80 and you're just cheating the devil or pissing off God. He wasn't religious. We didn't know anything was wrong, and if there was, he would have never told us anyway, because when you're a grandpa, you don't have to tell people shit.
February 4th, on all streaming platforms, hear the rest of that story and a few more. Dallas McLaughlin, Rough Drafts, Stories to Drink To. Thanks so much for even considering buying it and for listening this far. Have a wonderful, wonderful life. All right.